In the 25 years since government troops opened fire on student-led demonstrators at Tiananmen Square in Beijing, China's government has systematically suppressed any discussion or mention of the event. Stories from people directly involved largely remain quiet secrets. I'm Jim Stevenson with Authors on Asia. We open the book today with journalist Louisa Lim, who spent 10 years in China reporting for the BBC and for the U.S.-based National Public Radio. Lim took extraordinary precautions to gather interviews to tell some of these stories in her new book, The People's Republic of Amnesia.
People who were involved in the events, they're growing old, and their stories are not being told. I thought about it for so long, and I thought, well, if I don't write this book, who will write this book?
Tell me a little bit about some of these interviews that you conducted and some of the logistics involved in speaking with these people. It's a very sensitive topic.
It is a very sensitive topic. And several of the people who I interviewed were under various forms of surveillance because of their past. So, for example, there's one woman called Zhang Xianling, 76 years old, but she is a co-founder of a group called the Tiananmen Mothers. Her 19-year-old son died in 1989. He died from one bullet to the head when he tried to take a picture of the martial law troops. And she set up this group with some of the other relatives of the dead, trying to get a truth, compensation, and accountability from the Chinese government. The first time I went to visit her, when she opened the door to me, the very first words that she said were, "I had a telephone call from the police this morning and they knew you were coming." So there was very much a sense of being followed and being watched. And that was also the case with another of my interviewees, Bao Tong, who was one of the highest level government officials jailed after the protests. He spent 7 years in jail. He had been really the right hand man of Zhao Ziyang, the Communist Party leader who was deposed during the protests. Bao Tong, he lives in Beijing still, and he lives in his own home, but he is watched all the time. So we'd often meet in the McDonald's just down the road from his flat.
It's truly amazing that a lot of these people, especially now in their 70s, are still followed so closely that the government still has a sense of distrust in what they might be up to.
Yes, you have a country that is the world's second largest economy with almost $4 trillion in reserves, and yet they're worrying about the activities of a very small group of people. Zhang Xianling, the woman who co-founded the Tiananmen Mothers, I think she summed it up best when she said to me something along the lines of, "Isn't it amazing that the state can be so worried about a little old lady like me? It shows how powerful we are, these group of old people, because we represent righteousness, and the state knows that, and that's why they're scared of us."
Did you get any sense through your interviews that at some point in time, the government may open up a little bit about this issue, or are they just content to let it disappear into the fog of history?
There was hope before Xi Jinping and Li Keqiang took power that this might happen. But in fact, very early on, Xi Jinping signaled that, you know, not only was 1989 not up for discussion, but actually anything that happened even during the reign of Chairman Mao, none of that was up for discussion.
Louisa Lim, correspondent for the BBC and the U.S.-based National Public Radio, speaking about her new book, The People's Republic of Amnesia. It's published by Oxford University Press. I'm Jim Stevenson. We'll pull another volume from our bookshelves next Thursday when you may hear more Authors on Asia on VOA Global or anytime by visiting the voanews.com website.